Repent. Are this in dictionary definition? Okay? Meaning, repentance from something you have felt sorry for. But look at what this man is saying. In English, whenever the first statement comes, and you see a column, two dots, after a statement, you now see two dots, a column. Okay? The next thing after that column explains the statement before the column. It's not the same thing he's saying, but he's now explaining. So what is a column? A column is that which holds the explanation to what was said. So here is this man, because words are only known in usage, like I said to you yesterday. Amen? Words are only known when you are using it. Then we know what you mean by what you are saying. Praise the Lord. Now it says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Then he explained it. Column. See the explanation. Has he said, and shall he not do it? So he's referring to the previous prophecy. Balaam expects him to go back and see whether there is another prophecy that will counter the first one he said. But this man said, no. Has he said, and will he not do it? Amen? Amen. Or had he spoken? So now he's talking about words, what he said. Amen. And shall he not make it good? That means God does not speak and does not follow it through. So the position of Balaam was not that of the character or nature of God, but that of God backing his word up. That of God never retrieving what he said. Amen?
Amen.
It's not a state of mind or a state of an emotional state, but that has he said. So Balaam is actually talking about the first prophecy he delivered. That you are telling me to go back to God, thinking that God will now come and say something that will counter the first one. No. If he has said, he will follow it through. So expect that what he will say next is still going to be in line with that. And when he said the next thing, it was in line. And Balak was angry. Please don't curse them, don't bless them. Just don't even curse them, bless them. Just. And then he spoke the third prophecy. All blessing, blessing. Balak said, I will not give you the money. He said, bye bye. He now said, Balak, I can't curse them, but I will give you a secret of how to make their God to be angry with them. So Balak paid for that one. Advice is what Balak paid for. Balak paid for. But he couldn't get Balaam to cross. Now, when you look at 1 Samuel 15:10, you will discover that the word it repented God that he had made Saul king. Are you saying? It's not about what he said, but about what Saul has done. Because if you look at the repentance here, he said to be sorry. This is the emotional state of God now. He is sorry that he made Saul king. So the repentance as it is used here is not the same as it was used in the case of Balaam. Balaam was talking in terms of what God has said and how he cannot recant it. In fact, the real word that was supposed to use in that place was recantation. You are expecting God to recant his word and to speak another one. For God cannot recant what he has said. But that does not mean that God cannot feel sorry. That he doesn't have an emotion, a sorry state, an emotion that makes him feel pain that is caused by us, that he now feels sorry. It's just like now, I give you 1 million because you were an intelligent person. Not knowing that inside that your intelligence, you have this desire to go and get rich quick. So you now went and bet with the 1 million, and the million ran down the drain. Then you now say, as a father, I now felt sorry that I had trusted you with 1 million. Because I did not expect you to do that. God gave Saul a word. This is what you should do. Saul did something else. Was it what Saul did that God was expecting him to do? So why will God not feel sorry that he had made a man who is disobedient a king? So the repentance in the case of Samuel was the state of the mind of God with regards to what Saul has done. It hurt the heart of God. So he felt bad that he had entrusted the kingdom to Saul. It's different from what Balaam was saying. The same thing with the Genesis 6:6. The world has already gone into error, and God's heart is grieved. Let's go to Genesis 6:6. We are going to see the reason why Moses said what he said. Look at it. Verse 5. Go back to verse 5. For and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Continually. That means even if you give man 100 chances, this is what he will do again. Was this how man was when God created him? What Abel is saying is that God knew that man would fail, so he didn't take him by surprise, so God couldn't have repented. If God didn't repent, why is Jesus asking for repentance from you? That you should look to the cross and believe. What is the belief going to do to you? Stir up repentance from in your life. Any characteristic that is not in God, God cannot demand it from you. Amen.
Amen.
So here God is stating, then, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. That word repented, because when you go to the dictionary to look at words, they don't have just one meaning. Some of the words will hand you over to another word that you will go and check. It will hand you over to another word that you go and check. It hand you over to another word. Then you now begin to, your eye begin to clear. You begin to understand. So when you check, you will realize that in the usage here, having been that Moses has already mentioned the wickedness of man, meaning here, it meant God felt sorrowful. It's the same word, but the usage here, the meaning of it is that it hurt the heart of God. He felt pain and felt sorrow that he had made man in the earth. So it's like a child whom you sent to school, an intelligent boy that he scored the jam mark was bar on the top. He got high this thing. He got above the cutoff mark. He's so intelligent. You sent him to school only for you to hear that he is capone in the school, forcing girls to rape them. And you are a pastor. Imagine that kind of thing. How will your heart not break? Is that your expectations of him? The Bible says the expectations of us is of expectation of God for us is of good and not of evil. So God never expected man to do evil. So it pains him that man is doing evil. Therefore, he is of a sorrowful state of mind that he had made man for good, but he turned out to be for evil. That is what repentance shows in this case. So this is not a blanket word of the nature and the person of God. But Abel Damina is presenting it like The nature and the person of God does not repent. Since Balaam said it. Now, the question that I ask is this. If Abel Damina is not possessed with Satan, why would he take place with Balaam, who was not a prophet of God, but a sorcerer and a diviner, who had to be arrested by an angel before he spoke the word of God? Than Moses, who has spoke series of prophecies and saw, met with God on the mountain, and received the commandments of God, and is teaching people the ways of God. If you are a true child of God, and they bring these two people together, who will you believe first? How come Abel choose to believe Balaam, a sorcerer? Something's amiss. He needs to check his spirit. Something's amiss. Because spirit bears witness to spirit. Why would you believe a sorcerer's position about the God that he does not know? That sorcerer doesn't know that God. He never was the prophet of God. Down the line, they killed him. They killed him. And he was called a sorcerer. He was not the prophet of Jehovah. So why would, if you are going to choose between Moses and Samuel and Balaam, as a man of God that has the spirit of God, you will now take the position of Balaam against Moses and Samuel. A sorcerer that is not an Israelite, not a servant of God, has no covenant with God, no friendship or relationship with Abraham, a total stranger that an angel had to appear to try to kill him before. They had to arrest the demons that helped him in sorcery before he could speak the word of God. Meanwhile, Moses, that has been with God from the day of the burning bush to the time of bringing out Israelite from Egypt, to all the mighty works God did in the wilderness, who has also gone up to the mountain to receive the templates from God, and also to teach the people the fear of God, that you want to choose who to stand with. Then you now choose Balaam. And Genesis 6:6 came before Numbers 23:19. Why wouldn't you discard Numbers 23:19 as being the wrong one and hold on to Genesis 6:6? See, it is the servant of God that gave that position, and a foreigner, thief, rogue, somebody that after failing to prophesy, to tell you he did not do it from his heart, a lover of money, he now gave wicked counsel. Why would you even stand with such a man against Moses, against Samuel, and you claim to be a man of God? So Samuel, Moses, Numbers, and then Moses and Samuel are tag team champion. On the corner of my right, the Moses. Then Balaam has no partner. And then they say, anyone in the locker room that wants to be the partner of Balaam to fight against Moses and Samuel, then Abel Damina now came. They started beating the music of Abel. Crack-a-dum! Bang! 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 And he will just come out. And he will now do like... And they will blow fireworks. He will now enter the ring on the side of Balaam to fight Moses and Samuel. And you tell me that man is in his right senses. So even if that were the case, that we are not explaining the condition that led to the words, but we are, let us say, we are judging whether God repents or does not repent. So we, the church, should take the place of Balaam. That Balaam knows God more than Moses knows God. That Balaam understands God more than Samuel does. The Bible says Eli was depending on the gift of the Spirit to run his ministry. As a result, he had this gift of the seeing, vision, And he failed in the word of God. So his children were vagabonds. Eli failed in his ministry. And the ministry came to Samuel. And the Bible says, Samuel, God revealed himself to Samuel by the word. By the word. God revealed himself to Samuel by his word. None of Samuel's word fell to the ground. That's how much God upheld him. So even if you were to believe a man between Balaam and Samuel, why would you believe Balaam, who was forced to say what he didn't want to say? And this one willingly speak for God. Something is wrong with you. You can judge the spirit now. The spirit by which Abel is speaking. That you should put Balaam preference to Moses. Because you want to establish that you can correct the scripture. If you can correct the scripture, you should have corrected Balaam. Why don't you correct Balaam? Why Moses and Samuel? Besides, all three of them were not saying the same thing. Samuel was talking about the disobedience of Saul that made God to withdraw the kingdom from Saul. That means, I gave you the kingdom, I'm taking it back. I repent of it. That's the word repent. I'm taking it back. Taking something back, withdrawing what you gave is a repentance. That is another definition of repentance. Discontinuing. So it repented God, so God decided to discontinue with Saul. Which is in the nature of God, to discontinue with somebody who is in the wrong. That is what Samuel was saying. That's the meaning of the word repentance in the case of Samuel. In the case of Moses, God was in pain, sorry for the wickedness of man. And discovered that if you give man chance, he will continue. He has given him enough chance. It shows that nobody wants to stop doing this wickedness. So the only thing to do is to destroy them. So the repentance was not used as if it has no different meaning depending on the situation. In the case of Balaam, it is because he had already spoken something and Balak expected him to go and hear whether something can counter what he said. And he said, no, if it is God I'm going to hear from, he cannot change what he said before. So it's in the case of speech and following through with it. So these three people were not talking the same thing. And the words in the usage cannot be the same. So there's no way that you will not say that Moses and Samuel were wrong because Balaam was right. So God cannot repent. So Moses and Samuel were wrong. Who came first? Moses before Balaam. You may say Balaam before Samuel, but Moses before Balaam. How then you believe Balaam above Moses? Because you want to prove a point. You want something that will back you up so that you can continue doing this error of wanting to correct scripture. So anything you do should not annoy God. It shouldn't make him feel bad. It shouldn't make him take anything from you. Because God cannot repent. Are you the one that created him? The emotions we have are his emotions. Whether it is love, whether it is tears, whether it is anything, all the emotions we show as human beings, they are all his emotions. Even though we misplace the emotions by doing the wrong things with it, but they are his emotions. So if you have the state to be sorry that you beat your wife, that emotion, where did you get it from? Is the characteristics of God. So how can God not be sorry that he handed an entire nation to a man that does not want to follow the will of God? How can God not be sorry that human beings continue in evil? Should he continue living like that? Should he leave them to continue in evil forever? Should he not be sorry about it? So what is lie about these statements? Just because the word repent, now you think the usage was the same in the three. Without reading the context of the usage of that word, you reach a conclusion that two were liars, one was true. And the person you call the true is the person who gave wicked counsel. A sorcerer. A diviner. That means you, Abel Damina, you are a sorcerer too. You are a diviner too. You are a wicked soul. For you to take side with the wicked against the righteous. And you claim that the anointing of the Lord is on you. No, it's anointing of the devil that's on you. First, you don't even know the usage of words. You don't even know English. Because if you knew English, you will see the column there. Then you will understand that Balaam explained himself. It was not a blanket word. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. That is where Abel stopped. Half-baked truth, half-baked gospel. Why did he go further after the column and see the explanation of that statement? That it has to do with what Balaam said previously. That Balak is expecting a different thing. It's not about the character of God or the person of God not having the power to repent in the situation, if the situation itself demands for repentance of such. Because the usage of the word repentance includes being sorry. So it all depends on the situation that determines which one is the one that you are doing at that material time. So you see, this man now carries this thing to the public to show his ignorance, to show his, I don't want to use harsh word, to show his half-baked teaching. His, may God just not let me use those hard words. But obviously he is not really thorough in what he is doing. That's why I was listening to Bishop Oyedepo. He said, please learn to accept correction. There are some people that don't accept correction. Their way must be the way. I continue to expose the error of Abel Damina's mindset on scripture. And it continues to embarrass him. He continues to isolate himself the more. See, let me tell you how the lions catch the sheep. The sheep walk in pack. When the animals are walking in pack, the lions don't attack the pack. They roam around the pack. They keep running around it. And the pack keep going. The pack keep going. They must cluster together. They must stick together. As long as they stick together, the lion cannot come in. But when one is tired and begin to lag behind, that is the target. The devil is looking for Abel Damina. But Abel Damina, he is lagging behind. He is removing himself from the pack, thinking that he is trying to show how superior he is. When he is clear, when the target is clear, when the target is finally clear, you will now know that the devil is a hunter. He has hunted many men of God before you. Who wouldn't listen when they were warning them? All this, the devil cannot do anything to the child of God. If you step into hell, hell will quit. The fire in your kitchen, hold it and let it quit. Talking about hell. Do you know what hell is? God didn't create fire. God is fire. Hell is the everlasting anger of God. The everlasting fire of God. That is what you call that hell. That cannot quench. The Bible says their fire does not quench and their worms don't die. So you see the error in that teaching. Trying to use a word without concerning the usage of it in its different forms. Because he does not consider the backdrop of that word. Amen? He doesn't consider the backdrop of that word. You must consider the conditions that surround that usage of the word. Then you now understand, in this case, this is what it was used for. In this case, this is what it was used for. In the other case, they are not used for the same thing. So it's not showing the personality of God and the character of God. That's not what that word that Balaam say is showing. And even if it were, Balaam could not be the one who will tell us the character of a God he does not know, a God he doesn't worship, a God he doesn't serve. Hallelujah. Then those who serve God, who worship God, will now not know their God, but they were anointed by their God to serve him. Moses didn't know his God. Samuel didn't know the God. But Balaam, a total stranger from God, now knows the character of God as to tell us who God is. Then we now rubbish Moses, rubbish Samuel. Madness in your head. Hallelujah. Amen. Show me one book that Balaam wrote to help us in life. Show me one book that Balaam wrote about God to help you in life. Or you look all the works of Moses, Genesis, Deuteronomy. These things help us. And you look at such a man. I have no shame to put a riffraff, a worshiper of the devil that momentarily was arrested, forced to speak what he does not believe in. Careless about the people of God to the extent that he cared only about the money. He had to go and give a wicked counsel so that the people of God were killed because of his counsel. And God said to Moses, you must kill those people. And they killed those people and killed Balaam inside them. Is that the kind of person you want to put above Moses? And even if repentance had no 3 or 4 or 2 usages, but it only meant one thing. You will rather stand with Balaam than with Moses in the definition of repentance or in what they say. Haba. What kind of glory are you looking for? What kind of supremacy are you looking for that you will go that low? Keep elevating yourself. The day you crash, nobody will come to pick your pieces. But they will say, big boy, now you've been wise past us. Oh, we're telling you, you are not hearing. No, you know Bible. You can quote. I'm preaching good. I'm preaching. I want to preach more. Can I preach to somebody now? Hallelujah. Hey, look, I feel like preaching more. No, keep preaching. Keep preaching. Dig your grave deeper. Dig your grave deeper. He that digged a pit is the one that will fall into it. You won't dig a pit for the church to fall inside. You will fall into it. We will never disbelieve Moses and Samuel for Balaam. Even if it were, the repentance had no other way of looking at it. Not to talk of when the usage and the circumstance define the usage. Even when Balaam himself explained what he meant. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.